to the convention, so that battle will still be going on there. But we're going to turn now to a story that's very, very important if you're following the U.S. economy and particularly the credit crunch, and also if you're one of the 11 million students, college students or community college students, who gets financial aid. You may be breathing a sigh of relief today because the federal government is just beginning to send out checks in a relief program to deal with a crisis among student loan lenders that is based directly on the problems in the credit markets. Joining us is Barmak Nasirian, who's Director of Policy Analysis at the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. Thanks for joining us, Barmak.
Pleasure.
Describe how the credit crunch has really created a crisis for people taking out student loans, first of all.
Well, we don't know that it has created a problem yet. That's one of the more contentious issues here. The lenders and their allies have been beating the drums of a pending crisis. Obviously, it is too early to tell because the next cohort of borrowers were supposed to start at the end of summer.
But it is true that a number of lenders have signaled that they're getting out and have signaled to certain people that they've lent to that they're going to cut them off based on risk or whatever criteria they're using. The signs for the future are sobering if you're a student, don't you think?
Well, yes and no. Certainly a number of lenders announced that they would pull out of federal student lending. What was unknown and what we will never know because of the federal intervention is whether that would have amounted to a real crisis or whether other lenders would have stepped in anyway.
Well, let's talk about the federal program. I mean, based on what is on the books right now, the $14 billion federally backed loan program is going to rise more than double to $35 billion by the end of the summer. The federal government is going to fill in where the private sector seems to be pulling back. Do you think this is a good idea for students? And is it a good idea for U.S. taxpayers?
Probably pretty good idea for students in that it certainly ensures with absolute certainty that not a single student will confront an absence of loans. On the other hand, it's probably not very good news for taxpayers because this does amount to a bailout of the loan industry. And again, the question is whether the crisis was in fact real or whether it was manufactured by the loan industry basically to raid the Treasury.
Barmak, what do you think would be a better plan? If the goal is to get the money to the students, what do you think would work better?
Well, a more market-based approach, which is sorely lacking in our system. The student loan system is one of the very few areas that I'm aware of where a group of elected representatives basically decide in a closed room what the yield for a particular commercial activity should be.
And in fact, the Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo of New York, has called private loans the Wild West of lending because it is so unregulated. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I'm referring certainly to that, but I'm also referring to the fact that with regard to federal loans, the much more regulated federal loan program, we have a very political process for deciding how much the lenders should make, what the rates should be, what kinds of subsidies various players get. A better system would take the taxpayer subsidy and subject the participating lenders to market discipline as opposed to political decision making.
Regardless of the unregulated qualities, though, do you think the federal government has an interest in making sure that the largest number of students in the United States have access to the loan pool so that they can go to college?
Absolutely. The vast majority of Americans couldn't afford to go to college if it weren't for the federal financial aid programs and increasingly if it weren't for the availability of federal loans.
So a solid policy goal, but maybe questionable way to get there. Barmak Nasirian, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Director of Policy Analysis at the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. It is a good day for student lenders.
11 million students. Obviously, that should be a priority to get them the money they need to go to college.
And they're going to get the money.